This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Beer locations coming up at 425. Also, Taryn Daly and Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show joining us after. We will sit and spin with 10 songs protesting things. First time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Couple from our question on unpopular opinions. I know I'm not alone in this, but I despise the sun. Love the rain and gray days and nighttime. I love the snow. Didn't used to be so warm here. Now we have hardly any rain and no snow. And people who move to this area and complain about the rain should, well, you know, go back to where you came from. That from Kimber.
That kind of goes with one of our security gals downstairs.
What's that?
You know, it was early on when she started working here, but I'd walk in on a just particularly nasty day, and I'd just say, "Man, it's nasty out there." She says, "Oh, I love it this way." She loves it stormy out
there.
Yeah,
if it's over 75 degrees, she's out.
Yeah.
Guys,
I really like summer, but there's to an extent.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan, especially here, because, you know, it's not super humid. Rarely does it get super duper hot. You know, we just... Blue skies, 75 to 80 degrees. I'm like, this is perfect. There are places where the summer's Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Summer's, yeah. I don't know how I lived there that long.
It's 42 and sun, I'm fine. If it's 42 and cloudy and rainy, I'm hating life.
Right.
So it's more about the sun to me. I don't care about the temperature as much as long as the sun's out. That's why that's the hardest part for me.
I was going to say, but I do like an overcast day sometimes. In the fall, the autumn, just feels right.
Just not all the time. Guys, I like beets. I love the sweet, dirty taste. That from Uncle Stinky as we move on to the birthdays. Guys, today is my best friend Griffin's 34th birthday. I'm so glad to call him a best friend. We've had great adventures. Next July, we'll be off to Cooperstown, New York for our biggest one yet to witness Ichiro be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. So can we get a hippo fart and the dirty Germans commenting on baseball umpires? Love you, G, and many thanks, guys. That from Al.
Yeah, there are two things I particularly like about baseball umpires. One, they are already squatting down in the proper position. And two, you know they've done it before because they have the presence of mind to wear a mask.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's so many fun things about them. It's the squatting, it's the mask, it's the all black, it's a little broom, it's the balls in the little bag.
Yeah, we call them the humpires.
Hello, gentlemen, my sister-in-law, Sarah.
Major League umpires still have that little broom, Miles.
What's that?
Sure. Oh, no, sweep off
the... Major League ump still have the...
Oh, I would hope so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're going to be tidy. Gentlemen, my sister-in-law, Sarah, continues her voyage into her 30s, and I wanted your help celebrating. Would she be able to get some dad jokes from Miles and the captain, entertaining her with a story of meeting the hamburger helper mascot, Lefty? Many thanks. That from Paul the OT. Okay, a couple dad jokes for you real quick here. Guys, my wife was blaming me for ruining her birthday.
Oh, yeah?
It's impossible. I didn't even know it was her birthday. I watched Casino Royale, Dr. No, and GoldenEye with my two girls.
Oh, yeah?
It was a real bonding experience.
Oh, I see. Bonding.
Yeah. And what is your delivery Coke dealer's favorite form of social media?
Delivery Coke.
Delivery? Like Coke the drug?
Yes. Instagram.
All right, yeah.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. It's funny you bring up old Lefty from Hamburger Helper. I certainly met Lefty at the right time. You see, the Keebler Elves made a special batch of cookies for the mascot holiday party. But instead of marijuana, those damn elves substituted meth, Xanax, and some homemade drug Tony the Tiger came up. Well, the high was great, but eventually I passed out and fell down a spiral staircase, and that fall broke both my arms. I was in a double cast for 12 weeks. But like any normal man, after 7 hours, I felt the need to make the bald man cry. You know, shuck the corn, wax the carrot, ooze the noodle, you know, pull the pope. Anyway, I couldn't do it because of my damn broken arm. So I went outside and started grinding my pelvis on a pea-stained wall behind a dumpster. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, Mike. Well, that's when I heard a little voice say, "Hey, buddy, you need a hand?" And that voice belonged to Lefty. Well, for $12 and a half-eaten can of Vienna sausage, Lefty got me to completion. And two bits of trivia that you might not know. As a direct result of that interaction, Lefty started wearing the glove that you see. And because I was grinding my manhood on a brick wall, he said it looked like hamburger. And that's why he's known as the Hamburger Helper. Crunch bags.
Oh, Michelle, can I get a shout-out to my girlfriend of 32 years, Michelle. She's 62, I mean 52 today. Awesome cook, puts up a lot for me. So how about a fish sandwich, some green beans, and the dirty German saying danger bacon? Thanks, guys. This might just save my life. That from Jim.
To Oregon fish sandwich.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah, in Deutschland, danger bacon is known as penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you like to see my danger bacon?
Yeah, a.k.a. it's a hard schnitzel.
Yeah,
it's a final schnitzel.
From the Mertes, good afternoon. As today is my 58th trip around that ball of fire, I was wondering if you guys could give me a little kid face sandwich. Some dad jokes from Miles, too. You guys are amazing and make the drive home enjoyable. Thanks, guys. That from Michelle in Federal Way.
Fish sandwich.
All right, a couple dad jokes. Guys, my girlfriend, new one, is now from, she's from Korea.
Oh, yeah?
And she's my soulmate.
Hey-o. I want to take the soul train one time.
Let's see here. Guys, my girlfriend broke up with me after becoming an astronaut.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she said she needed space.
All right.
And finally, let me see if I got one more here. Oh. If drinking alcohol damages short-term memory, just think what drinking alcohol can do. Yeah. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BJ. Yaws a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mama. Guess what, guys? The Men's Room Holidays Porter from Black Raven Brewing is finally here. Taste that delicious holiday porter. We have some locations where you can taste the fine beer on draft.
And do yourself a favor and try it.
Are you ready for the Lime in Kirkland? What a great
nice
bar.
Yeah.
Men's Room World Tour stopped there. We were launching the IPA. The Lime in Kirkland as the Men's Room Holidays Holiday Porter. Next up, who's on first in Snohomish?
Nice. Yeah.
The Imbibe Bottle Shop, Maple Valley, Maltby Pizza in Maltby, Sultan Liquor in Sultan, the Route 2 Tap Room in Monroe. Find it at the Flat Stick Pub in Redmond.
Excellent.
Oh, awesome.
Andy's Fish House in Snohomish. The Lodge Sports Bar, Mill Creek location. Right. The Flat Stick Pub in Kirkland.
Nice.
Razzles, Lake Stevens. Also Zeke's in Redmond and Ravenna. The pizza spot in Redmond and Ravenna.
And
also
Brett
in Bellevue at the Zeke's there. The 884 Pub in Bremerton. Proudly carrying
all right
the Men's Room Old Days Holiday Porter.
Yes, Suzanne.
Along with two Ballard locations. Find it at Olaf's and Mike's Chili Parlor. Those are the updated locations. More are coming. But those are the first places that got the Men's Room Old Days Holiday Porter from Black Raven Brewing. And we'll
nice
keep that
work
list updated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hi, Connor, just minutes. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study found that having fewer friends protects you from disease.
Well, sure.
You don't say. You're not around people. Okay.
You know, we're just talking about a guy who might never get sick in his life.
I thought the same thing.
Did you?
So bad. Millennials were found to be sitting for 60-plus hours a week, which significantly speeds up their biological clocks.
Wait, what's
that? Say this again.
Millennials. A new study found that they sit for about 60-plus hours a week, and it significantly speeds up their biological clocks.
Huh. Okay.
Which it makes sense. You're sedentary. You're not moving around. Like they've been, the doctors and physicians have been telling us this for decades. Mm-hmm. Get up and move.
It's kind
of
funny.
I'm starting to think you're fake news. Last week you told us standing desks were BS.
Standing, Ted. Got to go do a lap around the building like me from time to time.
Yeah, Ted.
Yeah.
Mike's always walking around
these
the building.
Office workers.
Yeah.
You told them don't stand, but sitting speed up their clock.
You got to get the medicine ball or the inflatable ball chair.
I don't have a clock, so I'm fine.
I don't have a clock.
I didn't change the battery.
I don't have a biological clock.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do, bud.
If you're alive, you have a biological clock. Just your time.
But why do we only use it with women getting pregnant?
Because
their clock is ticking.
Part of it.
They never say the biological clock. So with women, it's just their clock, but the clock is separate than their biological clock.
That's right. All right. Well, you can hear it in my voice. I just was like, oh, these chicks getting pregnant soon. I really wasn't thinking about overall health.
Yeah.
I mean, your biological clock, like, it has a start time and an end time.
You're right when you say it out loud. I'm just saying, the only time I've ever used it.
I don't have one. I ain't like them women.
I don't have a biological clock. Ted is dead.
I just go by my phone.
I wake up when the sun come up.
Yeah.
You're bad when the sun go down.
When the rooster crow, I'm up.
God ass know it's time to get to work.
I hear a cricket, I put my head on a pillow.
Did we just set our biological clocks back?
Set mine. It's like a microwave. I don't know how to do it.
Like, can we just back that thing up a little
can
bit?
Can we all just be an hour younger?
An hour younger.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Right. We got to set it. Let's set all the clocks.
No, I was a different dude an hour ago.
I know. I was eating pretzels with peanut butter.
The abundant plastic chemical BBP may be causing fertility issues in people.
Where is it located?
Everywhere.
It's okay.
In everything. Dude.
All right.
And I forget what it was saying that it was in, but it's almost inescapable. That's just how predominant it is in our.
So then why bring it up?
Don't worry about it then.
Yeah, then don't bring it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I can see bringing it up to developers and scientists and people to like create something different so that we're not around this doggone stuff all
the time.
But for the
rest of it, like it's too late.
Exactly. Nope. Screwed.
Goodbye.
Common trend these days is to tell people that they're using a common household item wrong and then proceed to use it in a ridiculously unnecessary fashion. I don't know if you guys have seen this. You guys are using your toilet paper holder wrong.
Everything wrong. Right. I know.
You got to use it like this and then stab the toilet paper long ways and then boom, you get double the toilet paper. But sometimes these guys actually do have some pretty good ideas.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Everyday objects you're using all wrong. Contrary to popular belief, distilled white vinegar, even bleach, does not completely remove blood from potentially porous surfaces like tile grout and hardwood or engineered flooring. If you want to make sure every trace of blood has been thoroughly and completely removed in case there was an unfortunate accident, tear out all the flooring and underlayment. Better yet, lay down a thick layer of plastic sheeting, gather up all the remains of debris, drive to a remote location, and watch it burn down completely.
Jeez. You all right, VD?
He's fine. He took care of it. He's good now.
No, he's good.
He was nervous before he tore out the floorboards.
Oh, of course. So these are 10 everyday objects that you're using all wrong.
I kind of want to hear all 30, dude.
Yeah, you know what? There's some. There's a whole lot on this list here. There's a whole bunch to go through. Some honorable mentions. They say you're using your dish soap for everything. It says, while grease-fighting product is powerful, it leaves streaks behind on surfaces that aren't plates and cups, so you should steer clear of using this liquid soap on your car windows and mirrors.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Yes. Whoa, thanks.
Right. Clean your dishes in your hands, man.
Right. Don't bathe with Windex.
Right.
Jesus.
You might be setting your freezer temperature too high.
You just need to set it to freezing.
Exactly. Let's see here. 0 degrees is the best temperature for long-term frozen food storage, so set your freezer as low as it will go. And if you find that your ice cream gets too hard to scoop, store it on the door where the temperature will be the highest.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, you could put your spoon, if you're scooping out ice cream, my grandma would just put the spoon in warm water and then
there you go.
Scoop the ice cream.
Still do it to this day, friend.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely, man. It's rock hard.
Way. Yeah.
This isn't so much you're using it wrong as much as you're just maintaining it wrong, but forgetting to wash your coffee maker.
I'm pretty good at that.
Someone can just run hot water through it.
It's a hotbed for bacteria and mold. We beg if you wash every removable part after each use, not just the pot.
But every once in a while, run some vinegar through there with water.
After every use?
And then,
you need to
run a couple more pitchers of water cups through before you actually make coffee.
Oh, yeah.
To get rid of the vinegar taste, but it'll dissipate.
Here's the thing, Ted. They say that because they know you won't. But you even make an effort and you do it once a week, you're good.
Yeah, you're fine.
Like anything, I was telling people the worst case scenario. You know, like they tell pregnant women, don't drink any alcohol. It's all to a doctor, like, man, 2 or 3 glasses of wine.
This one my wife had to get on me about, but using metal utensils on nonstick cookware.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Well, it just makes your nonstick's going to peel off.
You're scraping it off.
And then you're eating that, which is not good.
No, it is not. No, it is not at all. Again, these are everyday objects that you're using all wrong. Leaving your toaster oven plugged in. Get into the habit of unplugging when you're not using your toaster oven. Although remote, there's a risk of spontaneous fire.
Same with your coffee pot maker.
Sure.
Both of mine are plugged in.
I leave my microwave plugged in, but my air fryer...
You fool!
Always unplug that, man.
My air fryer and my toaster oven kind of swap back and forth, so they're never plugged in.
The only thing I ever think about as far as that goes is like an iron.
That's it.
I never think coffee maker, all that, just the iron.
Storing your toothbrush in a dark room. It says, by stashing a drippy brush in a dark medicine cabinet, you're preventing it from fully drying, resulting in an environment that breeds nasty bacteria.
Oh, sounds like you're trying to grow a mushroom.
Yeah, but also, on the other hand, it's like, you know, even out in the open, every time I flush the toilet, if the lid's not down, you're blasting all your poop back out.
They specifically say, close the toilet lid before you flush.
I've actually gotten pretty good about that.
Same.
In the last couple of years, just drop the lid, because they're right. You know, I flush the toilet, and I'm like... That is my toothbrush, just right there.
Right.
Man, I saw a whole thing yesterday about not peeing standing up.
What? What, splashback or what?
Yeah, just the amount that gets out of the bowl.
I saw a whole thing about loofahs and how much bacteria and fungus that you're spreading all over your body. that they hold more than a wet washcloth.
Right. Because they got all the nooks and crannies.
Oh, my God. So I bought one of these scrubbing things. It's not made out of that. I've been using that lately.
It is slow cooker season, and you might be using it wrong by lifting your lid while it's cooking.
Leave it alone.
Even though its temperature seems to, it's tempting to see how your soup is coming along, slow cookers work by trapping heat and using it to cook food over a long period of time. Every time you lift the lid, your appliance loses heat and the cooking process slows down.
Think about it like a smoker.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't like if I'm cooking heat. Like a pork shoulder in there or something, it's going to be hours. I might,
easy,
jealous.
Bud.
I might, you could actually fart. I might actually look at it like maybe 6 hours in if it's on an 8 hour cook. But yeah, if you're looking, you're not cooking.
You might be using too much laundry. That's actually a really good phrase, Ted.
Anything that rhymes seems to be a good phrase, right?
If you're looking, yeah. You're not cooking.
Yeah, but barbecuing slow and slow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Using too much laundry detergent. Again, these are objects that you're using all wrong that are everyday objects. No, it will make your whites whiter. Using too much and it might not rinse out of clothes. And too many suds can cushion fabrics and dirt to so stains that get trapped and don't get washed away as they should.
I had a plumber tell me, he's like, look, you know how you don't use wet wipes and flush them down the toilet.
Yeah.
The same art can be said for Tide Pods.
Mm-hmm.
Those plastic things get caught up in the filters
right.
And everything else and ruin your appliances faster. You might as well just use granular or liquid detergent.
Yes. There was actually somebody, I caught a video, and they mentioned that we use too much detergent in our fabrics, and Tide Pods are a big issue of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they just, you don't need as much as is in there. And mm-hmm. And so we've actually switched to a granular.
That's why I stopped using it, and I started eating them.
There you go.
By the way, I like this. Someone says, look, coffee maker, microwave. They have clocks built in. I'm not unplugging them. And then just having to set in the clocks every day.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
You're right. That is such a frustrating process. Like, yeah, I will take the fire risk over having to set that damn clock.
And then this
I've had my microwave for a year and a half. It's still on military time.
Attaboy. Ooh, military time. Let's go. And then this is the number one everyday object that you're using totally wrong. Actually, you're not using it wrong at all, but there's another use. But they say if you're struggling to open a key ring, no more broken nails. To add a key to your ring, wedge a staple remover's teeth between the coils and then clamp down to separate them. A new key will then slide on easily.
As I know a woman, you can just use her mouth if that's what I'm talking about.
Damn.
Dude, seriously, she opens her mouth. I'm like, she could remove staples.
Here, bite down on this. I need to put a key on it. Four men in Illinois committed an armed robbery, but what they stole is rather ironic.
What did they steal?
Tell you all about it at 550.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile.
Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.